Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years. So she must have been about 104 or so. And she served God, didn't depart out of the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant, well, talking about being at the right place, at the right time, gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of Him to all that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Now, how did they know where to be? I mean, there's only one time that this is going to happen, that they're going to bring in the baby, Jesus, and offer up the sacrifices and present Him before. That only happens once. They're there all the time. I mean, Anna is. He goes and comes. How did they know? That instant she came in. How did he know? Now, you'd have to add to the Bible to say an angel appeared to him. Or even that he heard an audible voice. What does the scripture say exactly? He came, what? By the Spirit. I believe it's what is the NIV says, he was moved or impelled. Moved by the Spirit. The Living says, impelled by the Spirit. Listen to these words, impelled, moved. That sounds like something internal, doesn't it? He was doing something else, and it just came up in him, seemed like he ought to go to the temple right now. So it did. And who was there? The one he'd been looking for. Does it pay to pay attention to your spirit? Because the Holy Ghost is going to lead you. And I've seen this so many times. How easy it would be to talk yourself out of that. I don't know what Simon was doing. Am I saying it right? Was it Simeon? Simeon. What Simeon was doing at that particular moment, maybe he was washing his clothes. Maybe he was in the middle of something. I don't know what was going on, but he got it in his spirit. Go to church right now. And he did. Anna was over somewhere else, I reckon, maybe praying or doing something, and got it in her spirit. Go over to that part of the temple right now. She walked in at exactly the right instant, it said. Just as Simeon was holding up the babe in his hands and prophesying and blessing, she walked in at that instant and picked it up and added some things too. Talk about right place, right time. Is this available to us?
Yes,
these are people who weren't born again, but they became acquainted with the Holy Ghost and His workings upon them and learned to respond. How much more we who have Him living inside us 24/7, how much more we ought to learn to be sensitive to Him.
Amen.
And responsive to Him.
Amen.
What you said out loud, because He leads me. I am always at the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Now, even if it looks like you made the wrong turn and was at the wrong place at the wrong time the last several times, put your faith on it. Don't be moved by that. Don't talk that. Talk faith. Even if it feels like you're calling those things that be not as though they were, do it. That's Bible. It's faith. Right? Say it again, because He leads me. I am always at the right place. At the right time. Hallelujah. Now also, if you'll follow His leadings, you won't be at the wrong place. At the wrong time. Right? Just this week, you might have read or saw it on the news, there was an airplane crash in Harrison. And some friends of mine from the Copeland ministry were flying up that very period of time to land at that airport, that same approach. And halfway there, he got it in his heart, he should turn around and go back.
Amen.
Well, see, he could have been at the wrong place at the wrong time. They went back and landed.
Amen.
Back home. Why? Well, I told him before he left, I said, if it's not working out, he's going to come up here and help me with something in aviation. I said, if it's not working out, then you don't do it.
Amen.
We'll believe God. See, get home-itis has killed so many people and got to do it now. And people make their plans and they get set in a certain way and pay no attention to what they got in their heart. In their heart, something's bothering them about this trip. Something's bothering them about this deal. But we've already got our bags packed and we've already got our tickets and we've already got stuff. So they just plunge right on through. People sometimes say, well, I don't understand. You know, so-and-so, they're a good brother and they died in that car wreck. So-and-so's a good sister and she died in that plane crash. I can't understand it. Why didn't God protect them? I am well convinced that in every case, the Lord was endeavoring to warn people and lead people. But people don't listen. Did you hear me? It's not enough just to quote the 91st Psalm and ignore the leadings of the Lord. That's one way one of the biggest ways he protects us is by directing us, checking us. You don't have to understand it all if you have a check about doing a thing. Just don't do it.
Amen.
There's been several times I was all primed to do a thing and I just had a check about it and I prayed about it, but I couldn't get past that check. Somebody said, what'd you do? I stayed home. Somebody said, what happened? Nothing. And that's a very good thing. I mean, what I'm talking about. Nothing bad happened. Glory to God. Now, you know, you have to learn for yourself. And, you know, you may make some mistakes in endeavoring to learn to be led. You may think, well, I don't know. Did I have a check or did I not have a check? Well, err on the safe side. Right? If you did miss it on that, err on the safe side. And if you're endeavoring to be led and follow Him, you will grow. And you'll learn from your mistakes as well as your success. And as the time goes by, His leadings will get more and more distinct to you and plain to you. Amen.
Yep.
You'll miss it less and less. And you'll be at the right place at the right time. How many think this is wonderful? This is supernatural. They walk in at the right place, exactly the right time. Glory to God. And they did it how? By the Spirit. Don't you like that phrase? By the Spirit. By the Spirit. Like I said, the Living Bible said the Holy Spirit had impelled him to go to the temple that day. The NIV says he was moved by the Spirit and he went into the temple courts. Now, go to the book of Acts, please, again. And the 15th chapter. Let me remind you of this. Acts 15. I'm excited in my spirit because I believe I'm going to have a whole church full of Spirit-led people.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. We already have numerous testimonies. Already numerous testimonies of people talking about accidents that were avoided and problems that were avoided because they were led by the Spirit. And they weren't at the wrong place at the wrong time. Do you understand that the Holy Spirit and the angels of God are always working to set up a blessing for you?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes.
And a good thing. Did you know the devil and his cohorts are always trying to set up a bad thing for you?
Yeah.
They're always trying to set up an accident, a problem, a mistake. But you have to walk into it. They can't make you do it. You have to follow the wrong thing and be moved by fear or be led by something wrong to go through it. So what you want to do is become so proficient in being led by the Spirit that the devil sets up trap after trap for you and you miss them. You just keep him waiting month after month and year after year. They've got a wreck set up for you. I mean, they worked on it for days and they got a drunk at the intersection for you at exactly the right time. But you're led by the Spirit and just sit in your car for 15 minutes before you start the key. You don't know why, but you just sit there and you prayed in tongues.
Amen.
And the demons are going, we had it set up. Now it's too late and they're going to miss it. Of course, I'm sure they're cussing and everything, tough. You just keep missing his setups.
Yes.
You just keep missing his traps, because as you're led by the Spirit, you're never in the wrong place at the wrong time. You're always in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. I believe you're in the right place at the right time this morning to hear this. Amen. Glory. You just stay with it, and you'll go right into the blessings God has planned for you, and you'll miss all the disasters the devil has planned for you. You know, no doubt I've avoided numerous problems. You know, the media and people are always trying to find some scandal with preachers. Do you know that? They're always trying to find some fault with preachers, especially concerning money or concerning sex. I mean, these things sell newspapers like nobody's business. And no doubt there's been several times in my life in ministry where the enemy was trying to set something up. I've had people that, you know, a lady or another, a woman in a certain situation want me to come pray for them or come do some certain thing. And the Lord checked me, no, don't you go over there. No, no, don't you be alone in a room with them, which is just good policy anyway, all the time. But even had another check. No, don't it? You send somebody else. And come to find out, yeah, the enemy was trying to say, because you know, you walk into a room and a woman jerks her clothes off and somebody takes a picture. How are you going to explain that? Everybody's going, yeah, right, right. You just walked in. Well, see, the devil's like that. Or with money. I've had the Lord deal with me before. Somebody was trying to do something with money, and the Lord deal with me, don't accept it. I thought, we could sure use it right now, Lord. He said, don't accept it. Amen. There's been numerous times we have not accepted offerings. There's been numerous times we have sent offerings back to people. Amen. Because the Lord revealed to me there was an ulterior motive. Somebody was trying to buy something. Or they feel like, you know, well, I'm going to do this for you, and then you owe me. You're going to do this for me. It doesn't work that way. Amen. What you do, you're supposed to do to the Lord. Is that right? You can't buy these kind of things. But I'm just saying, whether it's a preacher or whoever it is, if you'll follow the leadings of the Lord, He will alert you when the devil's trying to set up something for you or set up a trap. He will alert you and you'll go, nah, I'm not going over there today. Nah, I'm not going to go with you. No. Mm-mm. Or He'll just give you some wisdom. You'll take five people with you or something. And it'll just avoid and give no opportunity or no place for the enemy to do anything.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Identifying the Witness, Part 4, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1207. That's R-1207. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.